ובכן, אבי אל המלך, אבי אל המלך. אי ובכן, אבי אל המלך, אבי אל המלך. ובכן, אבי אל המלך, אבי אל המלך. Ay ava el melech ava el melech ava el melech amelech ay ava el melech ava el melech ava el melech ay ava el melech ava el melech ava el melech amelech ay ava el melech Ava el HaMelech, Ava el HaMelech. Uvechein, Ava el HaMelech, Ava el HaMelech. Uvechein, Ava el HaMelech, Ava el HaMelech. Oy, Ava el HaMelech, Ava el HaMelech, Ava el HaMelech. Ay, Ava el Melech, Ava el Melech, Ava el Melech. Ay, Ava el Melech, Ava el Melech, Ava el Melech. Ay, Ava el Melech, Ava el Melech, Ava el Melech. Baruch atah Adonai, Eloheinu Melech haolam. Thank you to whoever brought this. Okay. This is the middle of the... This is something I wanted to do for a long time. Every year in Purim. It's the middle of a maimer, but it's something specific that I wanted to... get prepared for Purim, because as much as we prepare for Purim itself, on Purim Day, there's so much going on that it's almost impossible to really be in the moment. It's crazy. And it happens so fast. Before you look at it, and before you realize, it's just, wow, Purim came, like, it was here. Lo yuman. So we're going to do a proper hachana for being as basically as a kli, as much of a vessel as we're ready for the kedusha of this Yom HaKadosh V'Hanora. That Baruch Hashem, I'm so proud of our chevra, because Purim by us has always been like really kadat v'chadin. Kadat v'chadin. I already say now the door by us opens, I think, what do we say, from 4 or 4:30. The doors are open to the whole Kehillah, and we go, as you remember, till...
next day.
We're not going anywhere. We're just going. We're going until the Ribbono Shel Olam says, batim el ha-melech, ha-melech po. Ha-melech po. So this is a piece from Rav Kluger. Here he is. What do you have? Kiva. Kiva. This is a beautiful way of us really doing a proper hachana. It's pretty simple Hebrew. Some very basic yesodot here that we're going to learn inside. Hakoshi lichyot ba'avodah zu lemaisa bifrat bekriyat ha-megillah. The difficulty of actually, with all the hachanot that we have, to really be in the zone during Megillah reading. Hine nisbayin. Shimei apurim hem ha-shoresh lechol yemot ha-shana legalot et ha-hastara. Is so deep. We're living in a state of concealment most of the time. And Purim is the day, is the shoresh, it's the root day of revealing the hastara, of revealing, that concealment ceases, like just moves away for a little bit, and you have a little bit of clarity. It's the shoresh, it's the headquarters of basically what we're trying all year long to do, which is to remove concealment. Why is it so fuzzy? Why is it so cloudy? So on Purim, there's this one day of saying, it's not cloudy. Come inside. It's the shoresh of it. It's the root of it. Leha'ir et or Hashem betoch pashtus habria. To shine, illuminate God's light through the simplicity of creation. Betoch kol ha'alamot ve'astarot, within all the concealment and all the hiddenness. Now this happens b'chol yom ha'Purim b'chlal. This happens throughout the day of Purim. Ubishaat kriyat ha-megillah bifrat, but specifically while we are reading the Megillah. Mamash, while we are reading the Megillah, this moment of like, of Pashut Hasarat HaMechitzot, that the Mechitza just whoosh, comes down, right? Masach HaBarzel, the Mechitzas come down, saying this really, during Kriyas Megillah, this notion takes place. Kedivrei Chazal, like the Gemara Megillah says, HaKore et HaMegillah LeMafreya Lo Yatza. Moshe, were you here yesterday when Yishve said that void? Yeah. I mean, what does it mean? What's the halacha HaKore et HaMegillah LeMafreya? Huh? Also, the opposite meaning it's the seder, the actual order itself is a fuch al fuch, right? So akoret amegila lemafreya lo yatzah dehainu shea avoda, next page, lehair et hairat amegila lekol veechad veechad vehu b'shat akriya. There's something that happens for each person. Sorry, I don't have enough. I'm sorry, mechila. Thought I made enough. Okay. Now look at this. Now he says, you know, usually when light is so available, the other side is going to be working extra hard to make sure that you have no access to it. It's always like this. With the things that matter most, think about it. How many of you have had the worst thoughts during Yom Kippur? Why is that? Because it's dafka then that when a yid reaches a taharat ha-machshava, when the possibility, when the option, when the opportunity of having a purification of the mind is right then and there, which is what kapara brings. So obviously, right then and there, the other side's going to come at you. Oof, is he going to come at you? So same thing happens with Purim. The same thing happens with Purim. It may be in the form of like, you get angry at someone's kid for being too loud during a haman, you know, or you're angry at a kid for not being loud enough during a haman, or you don't like that, you think the Baal Kor is, it doesn't, there's a million things. But bifrat b'shat kriyat ha-megillah, ach ro'im b'chush, we see, we sense, sh'kasher megi ha-adam le'imei ha-purim. Purim's here, with all the prep. Misha nichnas, especially in the Hebrew year, when they have 2 months, you're basically singing Misha nichnas adar for 5-6 weeks before you're actually reading the Megillah. So you have all this hachana, you have all this preparation, and Purim comes. U'bifrat b'shat kriyat ha-megillah, kasher lo ad me'od la'asok ba'avodah zo, lichyot et ha-megillah. We are trying, like we just said right now, right after Shacharis, our avoda is to live the Megillah. Meaning, what does Megillah mean?
Revealed.
The revelation, Megillah. We're trying to live the Megillah. We're trying to live the revelation of Megillat
Esther,
which is Hester. The hiddenness. We are trying to live Megillas Esther. We're trying to live the revelation of concealment. That's what Megillat Esther means, nachon? Revealing the concealed. And it becomes the hardest while we're reading Megillas Esther. Ula'ir et kol metziut chayav, and to shine, to illuminate the reality of our lives, va'orover alav be'ora Megillah, and everything we go through the light of the Megillah. V'yesh kama v'chama gormim lechach. There are a few reasons for this. We'll have time, we'll explain this thoroughly. So this is beautiful. He's saying, even dealing with addressing that it's hard is already half of the answer. Why? What does that mean? The question of the wise is already half an answer. You ever learn Rashi, and Rashi asks a question, before he even answers, you feel like you learned the whole sugya, because he points out something you didn't notice. So the shaila of a chacham, when a wise person asks a good question, it's already half of an answer, meaning you're already opening up to a whole world of Torah you never knew before. So the fact that we're even speaking about this is already good. It's already a good thing. We haven't even gotten to any answers yet, but we're putting it on the table, and we're addressing that which needs to be addressed. Wouldn't that be beautiful if we could illuminate everything that we go through in light of the Megillah? And we won't be over this concept that Chazal say, HaKore et HaMegillah LeMafreya. Reb Shlomo used to say like this, you know what LeMafreya means? LeMafreya, Reb Shlomo said, means that you skip over chapters. Why? Because whatever, you know that one, or this one's too painful. So you can't. You can't read it backwards. It has to be. Why? Because every detail that happens in the Megillah is our life, and every detail in our life is leading us to LaYehudim Hayta Ora V'Simcha V'Sason V'Ikar. And if you're not going to read every detail of your life, at the end you won't really have Ora V'Simcha V'Sason V'Ikar. Amen. Ken Yiratzon. Hine bechol dvar v'davar ba'avodas Hashem yesh leitim la'adam hitorerut gdola kodem kiyuma mitzvah. When it comes to many things regarding the Avodat Hashem, man has tremendous awakening before doing the mitzvah. For instance, like what? Give some examples. What's an example of a mitzvah that there's a tremendous awakening and excitement before you do the mitzvah? No one's excited about any mitzvahs. We're doing good. That's one of the greatest ones. It's one of the greatest ones.
You prepare for it the whole day.
The Hachana for the whole... The achana for that moment of eating the matzah is basically all day long. What do you eat? Weirdest, best day to start a diet is an Erev Pesach, right? What's another one? Like, think about it, a mitzvah that we do, that there's a great awakening and it brings out so much excitement before it happens.
Little of an Esrog.
Perfect. I mean, that you have less time, obviously, but yes, also.
5 days.
Huh? Building the sukkah, 100%.
5 days also.
What else? It doesn't even have to be length of days. It could just be a place in your heart.
So, going to the mikveh in Bat Ayin before Yom Kippur, that is just for me, it's like so high.
The excitement before it?
And actually being there, as opposed to actually being in Shul at night, it's like, the achlan is unbelievable.
I did the smartest thing. I didn't think too much, and the first time I ever went in there was after a concert I had on Hanukkah years ago. A bass player that I was playing with lived in Bat Ayin, and I dropped him off after the concert, and right before I dropped him off, he said, you know, the best thing right now would be to Toivel in the Mayan. Yeah. At night.
In December.
And because I had a crazy gilui in there, I'm telling you. I went in, and you're like, I don't know if I'm dying right now. Right? It could be that I'm dying right now, and I don't even know. I had a whole thing in there. You know, when I took David Sachs, remember David Sachs that was here recently? My friend from LA, David Sachs. You remember Hillary?
Yeah.
I took him also to the Mayan. It wasn't December. It was just like, I don't know when it was. And he goes inside, and I just heard him like wailing, you know. I said to him, what happened? He's like, all I knew the second that I went in is that I have to come out. That's all. All I knew. That was all was going in my mind, right? All I knew. The excitement.
Like Jerry when we were
in Medjibush.
No, he couldn't breathe.
He couldn't, yeah, he couldn't breathe. He was dying before he even went into the... Yeah, he was actually
dying. Pull him out.
What are other mitzvahs? Do we have a lot of excitement before we do it? It's the elephant in the room, I guess. It's so funny. Bigger.
Coffee.
Marriage. Kiddushin. Kiddushin. Nachon. Excitement. Someone came to see me yesterday. He's 75. He's getting married for the fourth time. And it's like, yeah, still wants to have kids. It's like crazy. Excitement. So this, you can call whatever you want. It's a little bit out there. A little bit out there. Pretty out there. But there's this. Basically, he says every time there's a big hisayrus to do something. So before the mitzvah, there's a tremendous hisayrus. Shavuos, Sfiras Omer is the excitement towards the mitzvah of Kabbalah Sator of Shavuos. Nachon? Ach b'sha'at, third line, ach b'sha'as kiyum adar b'fo'al, yesh la'adam koshi. Matzah is a great one. But while you prepare the matzah and everything, you go and bake the matzah, and you have that day, and then Leil Seder, you're sitting at the Seder table, then that moment of all the hachana, and then it comes, and then what happens? Who knows? Anything can happen. There's a koshi. V'kmoshi ramzut tzadiki medvarev shel David HaMelech, and David HaMelech alluded to this, Tzama nafshi le'elokim le'elchai, le'elchai, masai avo ve'eroi p'nei elokim. My soul is thirsting for the living God. When will I come and see the face of God? Ubiru tzadikim, shedavid ha-melech mevakesh, he's asking, shegam kasher avo ve'ereh, also when I'm coming and I'm going to see, meaning I'll be in the present moment, dahainu b'sha'as kium ha-mitzvah b'fo'al, when I'm actually keeping the mitzvah literally b'fo'al, he's saying, yelo oto hargasha shel tzama nafshi le'elokim le'akel chai, shetiye lo kod kium ha-mitzvah. You understand? My soul is thirsting to come to you, and then when I come and come to you, may I be thirsting for it the same way that I was before it happened. Reb Shlomo said the worst thing about Chasan and Kala is when they stop looking for each other once they met each other. You hear how deep that is? When they stop longing to be with each other once they're with each other. People that long, I mean, there's another mitzvah that I'm like holding back right now, but last night I was basically with this. It was a beautiful chevra. Yeah, your chevra. I was with your chevra in Cleveland last night. That chevra that was in. I did an evening for them in the Yekiv. And I went for it. I did. I went for it. I basically, when I say went for it, I'm going to say, like, guys, you're on a chizuk mission. You know, you could actually live a chizuk mission and just be here, right? And I said, this should be the last chizuk mission. They looked at me like, no, this should be the last chizuk mission. Then you hear, but I was looking at them with, like, I saw their eyes. I was like, wow. They still have the tzipia, they still have this looking forward to being here. Then the mitzvah of Yeshiva Aretz happens, and like this is like what we talk about every single day here in Shirat David, and taking Jeremy's coining term to keep on making aliyah, it's the same exact thing. So tzama nafshi le'elokim, my soul is thirsting to come to Eretz Yisrael. And then matai avo ve'era'eh, and when I'm here and I'm looking, and Hashem, I know this is what you're looking at. Eretz asher ein Hashem Elokecha ba, I want to still thirst for it like I did before I was here. Like Nathan Sharansky in jail all those years. And then he comes here. Like to keep that inyan, you know, to keep that longing for it. He says, this is what David HaMelech was davening for, that it should be like this. Bottom paragraph in the right column, Shehine. Kol zman she'adam osek beha'arot she'olchim lavo, as long as a person is dealing with like lights about like something that's going to come. Who metzayert siur mesuyam bedaato. Oh, this is so true. This is so true. Before I know where I'm going, or before I'm there, I have an imagery of what it's going to look like. That happens. Does it ever happen to you? Like, you know you have to go somewhere. You don't know what it looks like, but you have a whole image of what this thing is going to look like. Could be completely off. Could be on. It doesn't matter. I mean, with marriage, there's... Huh?
It doesn't.
Well, here's going to... No, it doesn't matter before.
Right.
Like with marriage, it's amazing. It's amazing. I have a tziur, right? But in that tziur, no one told me, right, that there's this inyan of, I don't know, let's throw out like some very interesting details. Well, no one told me that. There's...
No, do it, guys.
Right.
I'm just going to say simply, our anniversary was in childhood.
Right.
2-year anniversary.
Mazel tov.
Anything that I had thought in mind that would be a struggle before is so not an issue.
Right.
And like things I never thought would be like,
mamash.
Mamash. Oh, okay. That's
interesting. This is it. Nachon.
By the way, we just celebrated our 20th yesterday, and it's the same thing.
it's unbelievable. Like Rav Bravender said, he said a great thing. The Rosh Yeshiva said like this. He said, you know, when Rabbi Bravender moved here in 1965, he came to Eretz Yisrael. So he did a panel with Rabbi Riskin a few years ago in the Dan Panorama. They did a conversation together. It was great. It was moderated by Rabbi Jeffrey Sachs. And it was a very fun night for many of the alumni of the yeshiva and former Talmidim. A bunch of us went. And they both, you know, Rabbi Bravender came here in 65. What year did Rabbi Riskin come here? 82, 83? Mashkazin? Yeah, you're dealing with 40 years of Eretz Yisrael and like, you know, 55 years of Eretz Yisrael. So they were each asked, what didn't you know? Like, what do you wish that you would have known before you came here? So Rav Bravender said, you know, when they spoke to us about Aliyah and Bnei Akiva and everything, they just never told us that there are non-Jews that are in Israel. I wish they would have told us that that's like an inyan we have to address. You have to you have to understand, Rav Bravender is very, I don't know how to say this. He's not, what I mean to say is that he's not a Kahana activist at all. Right? If anything, it's more the other way. But what he was saying was like no one spoke to us about the picture. The picture was, Eretz Yisrael, Sheli Yafa, Vegam Polach. Just like, listen, my Eretz Yisrael was watching Rehov Sumsum. You know what that was?
Mm-hmm.
Sesame Street in Hebrew. And my mother's memories of the kibbutz that she did Hachsharan, kibbutz Beirot Yitzchak, and my father's imagery of moving here at the age of 13, from 14, from Argentina, getting off the boat and moving to... So that was the whole thing. Then we're here, and it's like... What are they doing here? That wasn't... So like, Lahavdil, you know? Let's say Lahavdil. It's like the same thing when it comes to a lot of things, a fill of excitement. You know, so Purim imagery is, lo yada. Yeah, kids exist, they get hungry. Meshulachim are going to come knocking on your door every few minutes. There's all these mitzvahs of Yom Yaf B'Yotzei. There's people, you know, who knows what's going to be? Who knows what's going to be? Again, bottom paragraph. Shini kol zman she'adam osek beharot she'olchim lavo, hu metzayer tziur mesuyam bedato. I don't just have an imagery, I have an expectation of how I'm going to feel marriage, right? How I'm going to feel, how it's going to be a father. I have an imagery of how it's going to feel. Ulam kasher ha'adam osek b'mitzvah gufa, but then there's a mitzvah of kiddushin, right? Of actually doing it. And no one told me that, like, those words on the ksuba were actually, like, muzonaychi v'sipukaychi, all these things I have to actually, you know, work on, and I'm gashmius level to provide. Kashe la'adam litchaber leharot v'limudim shelamad kodem lachem. Wait a second, so what were my chassin classes? What was I learning, right? Why didn't anyone teach me this stuff? Ulamin she'achshav mamash hakol na'asa. And to believe that right now everything is actually being done. You know, because we learned for smicha, Hilchos Nida, in my case, before I was married, so my chassan classes were, I learned, some rav said, I'm going to give you chassan classes. I was close to him at the time, and we only learned Gan HaShalom with my chassan classes. It was very interesting. It was very interesting. The Garden of Peace, Rav Arush's Garden of Peace. Ukmo ha-mashal shemevi ha-ben ishchai, al ha-av shiratza lelamed et bno lanhik svina. Like the parable that the Ben Ish Chai brings of a father that wanted to teach his son how to lanhig spina, how to spina, a boat, how to sail a boat. Ve'asa dmut spina ktana miniyar. He made a paper boat, right? Ve'er'al evno ech la'ashita betoch ke'ara mele'amayim. He showed him, it's like you sail, and he took the paper boat and he put it into a bowl of water. And he said, this is how you do it, right? The father thought, yeah, now the kid will know how to then go out to the Mediterranean and go and sail. Then they get to the ocean. The kid started to freak out. He's like, this is nothing like I was taught. When he was in his house, why? It's so deep. Because when he was learning how to sail a boat, where was he? He wasn't in the boat. So deep from the Ben Ish Chai. But now he needs to sail this boat when he's in the boat. Different Indian. That's what the Rashi Tevot mean. It's exactly in our situation too. I don't have the matzah. I don't have the wife. I'm not living with the wife. I'm not in Eretz Yisrael, mitzvah Yishuv Haaretz, v'chein ala. Hu yachol litzer emocho tzir mesuyam. I could just draw, paint a picture in my mind, v'lachshov machshavot chshonot, and have all these different thoughts.
Does this mean we should avoid thinking?
Maze?
No, odlo.
Chake. He's gonna...
Rak itchalnu.
Ach, kshemegia hadavar kipshuto, and then the tachlis, the pashtus of it comes, צריך לחבר את המחשבות לתוך המציאות הגשמית הפשוטה שבה הוא נתון כרגע Hazai kashe adavar ad lameod, meaning taking orot and putting it into kelim, like you said here, that's the avoda of this world. That's what we're trying to do. Sharei hu ro'e be'en gashmi says kol asovev, v'akol nira kol kach gashmi u'metziyuti. Everything seems so materialistic, so just this world stuff. Like again, like really, marriage is about waking up in the middle of the night if my wife needs, especially when they're pregnant, that pizza, or that pickle, or that Ben and Jerry, whatever it is, that's it? Mm-hmm. My machshava, I was like, my machshava was Avram and Sarah. Lechtech acharai b'midbar be'eretz lo zru'a. Follow me into the desert. We won't have anything, but as long as we got each other, right? It'll all be good. Ma pitom, right? Mazel tov. V'im kach u'bechol inyan v'inyan. This is the way it is in all other matters. Harei she'al achas kama v'chama ba'avodas yemei ha'purim. Now listen, this is the inyan. And this is like with utmost seriousness. He said in the beginning of this maimer that Purim is the day of the shoresh of the removal of concealment. Our lives are filled with hastaras. They're filled with concealment. And this happens on Purim. It's the shoresh of the removal of concealment. So if I'd ask you, what does that look like? What will happen? What will it feel like? What would the world look like when the mechitza is removed and there's no more concealment? Start painting the picture. Start painting the picture. Start drawing that picture. Come on, P.S.S. Nechasinim. Start visualizing. Start illustrating what that looks like. Nachon? And Rav Kluger is saying, and it's going to hit you in your face. Just like, one of Rav Kluger's biggest talmidim, and for us it's been the chibur, is Rav Judah Michel, Rav Eli's brother. Judah said that he realized what it meant to be a Talmud of Rav Kluger when one Friday night at the table was complete chaos. Chandelier was shaking. If there was a chandelier, if you know what I mean, there was nothing good, nothing happening. It was all a balagan. And he looked around and he said, "Klum chaser bebeit hamelech." There's nothing lacking in the house of the king. And he basically said, this is exactly how beautiful is this right now. Because how many Shabbos tables are filled with people at singles events in Rechavia and Baka that wish they had a Shabbos table? So your imagery and expectation of what it should look like didn't meet exactly the tziyun, but when you're able to leshachrer and say, this is exactly the perfect reality for me to feel like ve'etayr ve'etkadesh b'kedusha shel mala, Tanitzachta, you won. You mamish won. That's a win. That's the biggest win. That's a removal of hastara. That's a removal of concealment. Big time. That's a big removal of concealment.
I just had this a few days ago. I was talking to someone who's 30, 31, never married, really wants to get married. And I said, I might be in the doghouse tonight. I mentioned that to him. It's a long day, whatever. He said, at least you have a doghouse to go.
Chazak. So bottom left paragraph. Im kachu bechol inyan veinyan areisha alachat kama vechama vodos mea purim. Gasher kodem purim adam mitkonen umitbonen biyishuv adat veshalvat hanefesh. Look at us on a Monday morning and nearly 10 in the morning. We're all sitting here and gently and patiently ushering in the avoda of the light of Purim. How great, how sweet it is, right? Ach be'egia yemei ha'purim, then Purim comes, ha'adam tarud b'chol ha'achanot l'mitzvot ha'yom, mishloach manot, mishteh v'simcha, u'bifrat bizman kriyas ha'magila, she'tzarich chizuk gadol l'chaven l'shmoa mipi ha'bal kore et kol ha'tevot, kmo she'izira poskim, like we've been learning after davening, where there's an avoda, you have to make an attempt, you have to have extra effort to make sure you hear every word that the Baal Kore is saying. It's avoda. U'bifrat she'adam achrei yom shalem shel tainis, you're also starving. Everyone forgets that, right? The beginning of Purim is like you're kind of growling. It's like you're kind of messed. You probably have a headache, and you're not doing that geshmak. It's not like I come in. It's not so pashut. ואמרו חזל, קודם שיוכל אדם וישתה, יש לו שתי לבבות, ואין לו כלל יישוב הדעת. Before a person eats or drinks, he has no יישוב הדעת at all. וכל רגע נכנס אדם נוסף, ומבקש לזכותו, במצוות מתנות לאביונים, and every 2 seconds someone else is hearing saying, I'm here to give you the schus of the mitzvah of matanos laevyonim. And before Purim, you have all the Torahs about matanot laevyonim in your head, what a beautiful day it is. Mashiach, I'm going to feel so holy giving to matanot laevyonim that lasts after maybe 3 avyonim. Could come by. That here is not, you know, it doesn't last that long unless you're really, really gone and they come at the right time. then it lasts that long. Ubifrat kasher tafli taliyaba. You know what that means? I mean, your children are dependent on you. Ben bakshim et ezrato. My costume's not matching and your kid is freaking out. You're thinking, who cares? And you see the kid is in such distress because their costume isn't adding up. And in your mind, you're like, you're bothering me. You're bothering my Kedusha of Purim flow. Let's admit it. What are you telling me right now? You're interrupting my flow of Kedusha of Purim. You think anyone cares about your costume? You're not saying that. But in your mind, it's kind of there. And your wife, I don't know about the food. If people can have enough food. And you're saying, do you think anyone even thinks about the food at the Purim Suda? Do you think anyone's going to remember? I'm a Sholach Manas. I don't know if it's Kovadik or not. I don't know if we gave that person that. And in your mind, you Shachtan, you're saying, do you think anyone even thinks, right? But Befoyal, there's someone there that needs to be heard at a moment where you think you're in Kedusha Shalmala. What's holier? To push your Adl forcefully, to coerce your Adloyada state onto people that aren't there with you? What's holier? These things come up, Rav Kluger says. Ubameshach kol zman hakriya yesh svivo mehuma ve'esek me'inyan mechiyas haman, like we said. And then Megillah reading, you can't stand the guy that does that, you know, everyone's done with, and then there's that one guy that waits till everyone's done to go that last one, right? And you want to take that guy out, right? These things, these dvarim shebechol yom. Umimeyala lefamim en adam yushav al mekomo. And it ends up being that Purim is not a yeshiva das experience. And then when this happens, mimela kol kach kasher lo litchaber lemasa hamagila uleharat yimei haPurim. And you're like, wait a second. This whole hachana I had was to live the story, to hear every word, to see my life and my mitzias and my nefesh elokis through the light of the story of the Megillah. And all these things are happening. You're bichlal. It's bichlal, not part of the parsha. It's already Pesach, and you're still frowning over what happened to you on Purim. Ach ikar ha'avoda b'ze, hu li'itchaber la'mitziyut ha'amitit kfi shehi. This is so important, brothers. Rav Kluger is saying the holiest thing you can do is to litchaber to the reality that you see right now in front of your eyes. Not your image or your expectation. Not that.
Isn't this the greatest concept of emunah in general?
Lagamra.
This is the best thing because it happened. It's happening.
Mashma. Shazam Amiti. Listakel ulihitbonen bidiyuk ala emet la amita. If Purim is a day of removing concealment, what's removing of concealment? Living with emet la amita. What's more emet la amita than what's happening right in front of you? What's more truth? What's more emes than what's happening right in front of you? דהיינו שלמרות שנראה לו המציאות כפי שהיא נראית כאן למטה, באופן גשמי של העלמה וההסתרה, even though it seems according to him, the reality that he sees down here is happening and it's still in a concealed manner, אך יתבונן האדם על המציאות הפנימית והאמיתית של הבריאה. Person should go deeper into looking at the real and inner reality of creation, שאכן אכן כעת נעשה כל מה שלמד, that everything you learned as preparing yourself for Purim and the story of the Megillah is actually happening when your wife is kvetching about the menu. That is the deepest thing in the world. Not that, again, it's not. Stam gave that example. It could be anything. Anything that's not in your picture. that you painted for yourself.
Where do you find that? Maybe that's not the way I want to.
I hear your question. I asked Chaim Kramer that 1 year before Pesach. I asked him 1 year.
Meaning like the cleaning for Pesach, if it mamish, you know, yes, you have to clean, but it gets to a point where like it takes over everything in the home.
It's not what Chazal wants. I understand, but this is the world we're living today.
I'm speaking more, I asked him about something else. I asked him about Leil Seder. I said, Chaim, and you know, anything that you learn about the oros of Leil Seder and how many different oros are coming down and all the halachas we have of Leil Seder. He says, a Ben Chorin has to come to the Seder with the notion of, I'm giving this my best shot. But if I come to the Seder saying, I'm nailing it, then the other side's going to go, oh yeah? Ah, let's take you back to Egypt. Come. You're not ready to come out.
Very good.
Mamash. You know, I told you, one of the greatest lines the therapist told me was a healthy person is a person that goes to sleep every night saying, today I gave it a good shot. Or at least recognizing and saying, you know what? I didn't really give it a good shot today. But at least saying that. That's metzius. That's reality. In your face. That's what it's really all about. Either saying, I gave it a good shot, that's hopefully a nice outcome of the day. Or saying, so let's go to Purim. How does a person come to Purim before Purim? What are we going to say? I'm going to give it my best shot. Right? But my best shot doesn't mean I'm going to live the picture that I imagined. Because you lost Purim at that moment.
So we're not supposed to have expectations.
You lost.
That's exactly what I was going to say. No expectations.
I mean, this is like the most real thing that I've learned in a long time. This is definitely hurting everybody in the room in such a way that's like, wow, right? We have all these expectations. We learn about all these orot, all these special things that are coming down on a holiday and all these things. But then, you know, when push comes to shove, there's reality.
Says the man who just celebrated 1 year of Aliyah.
So,
you answer your own question. Should you have expectations? Yeah.
Of course. Yeah. I find in general that expectations are a really bad thing. Whatever it is, it doesn't matter.
It's a matter of defining an expectation. If I have an expectation of saying I'm going to give it my best shot, that's the greatest expectation you have. If I have an expectation of saying I'm going to live as if I could see myself with Mordechai Yehudi going. I feel bad for your children. I do. I feel bad for your wife. So what is the expectation? The expectation is I'm going to give this my greatest shot.
And the reason why this Chag of Purim is the time for this, this is like what we talk about always.
Right.
This is constant acceptance and being in the moment and consciousness. But the Dafkan now Purim, so like almost transformed the whole year, is why?
Because of the first paragraph. No, because of the first paragraph that he said. Remember the first paragraph that he said was because Purim is the shoresh of the removal of concealment. Now, in our minds, removal of concealment means what?
Expectations.
Being up there in the clouds.
So you can have the expectations, but change what they are.
Of course. Of course. Exactly. That's why it's Purim. Because it's the shoresh of the removal of Hastara. So because I hear those words, I'm like, oh boy, so what's it going to be? I'm going to move to Eretz Yisrael. I'm going to find a job that pays me everything and more immediately. There won't be any Yishmaelim or people that don't believe in the oneness of God and that learn Zohar all day long. And this will be my experience in Eretz Yisrael. Hatzlacha Rabba. That's why, you know,
and
then you can't get gas because you have no idea what to do. Yes, you hear? You understand?
Malay.
Yeah. That's why he stuck.
So
that's
the dafka. So the dafka in the dregs, in the mundane, in the most simple of things. Specifically in this
chag. Right.
Because the concealment's been removed.
Because it's a day of the removal of concealment.
I'll be able to see that really Hashem is there in the kvetching on the menu.
If that's where you're pointing your kavanah, into that place. Otherwise, you're going to be doomed.
Meaning the concealment. It's
no, Yossi, go to your Purims. Like, go to your highest Purims, right? Anyone in check, go to your highest Purims if you can remember them. If you can remember any of your highest Purims. If, usually, like, I've worked so hard on showing up at my makom and saying whatever it is this year, it just is. If I begin to compare the highs of last year, I'm already michutz l'machaneh of my own Purim. I'm out. You know, we have this friend that came for Shabbos a few weeks ago from London, right? I spoke to him before Shabbos. He says, I can't wait. I got to come back again for Shabbos soon. Now I'm thinking, for his sake, that he has no zecher of his first Shabbos here. Yeah. Why? Because if his experience in this coming Shabbos, that he comes back, it could be the highest Shabbos in the world. But if it's not what that was in that picture,
or what he thought that was,
gamarno, it won't work. But that's what Rav Kluger is saying. This is looking at the eye of the beast of illusion, looking at it like right in it, and saying, if you can look right through it, you removed every machitza. You removed every concealment that there is. And that's what Purim is all about. It's the deepest. Chacha, you're right. This is hitting in the kishkas. Yeshua, you wanted to say something? You want to say something? It's okay? Okay, we'll go weiter. We're in the middle of this paragraph, the second paragraph again. I'm going to read from the top again. Ach ikar avoda bazeh u litchaber la metziut ha-amitit kfi shein, listakel u litbonen al ha-emet la-amita, dahainu shelamrot shishi niret kan lemata, באופן גשמי של העלמה והסתרה, אך יתבונן האדם על המציאות הבריאה. Person should look again into the real reality of creation. שאכן, אכן, כעת נעשה כל מה שלמד. Yeah, everything you learned, all the hachanas you had, they're actually happening right in front of you. They are. They're happening right in front of you. ומתעוררים כל אותם הערות ומאיר בפשיטות יסוד אבא, that's already a Kabbalistic terminology. I don't want to go into it. Weiter. Ubifrat biyom tov Purim. And this is Dafka on Purim. Going back to your question. Why? She'az ikar ha'avoda. What's the ikar ha'avoda of Purim? Le'ashlich et ha'da'at. Ad de'lo yada. Chucking away the what? The da'at here means expectations. Can you imagine waking up in a world without any expectation of what the day is going to be like? That's Purim. Ad de lo yada means until I throw away any expectation and I'm one with what is right now. I'm one with what is right now, with everything I have and everything I don't have in front of me right now. That's Ad de lo yada.
Incredible.
And this happens all day Purim. V'lo rak b'sha'at shtiyat ha'yayin. Not only when I'm guzzling down the wine. V'meshech kol yom ha'purim mistakel le'yudi al ha'briyah v'istatklut pnimit. Throughout the whole day of Purim, a person is looking at creation with an inner contemplation, with different eyes. That's why breastovers are very makpid. That before the Suda happens, you do Isbodidus. Like, it's one of the most important days that, every day is, but don't wait till you're trash to do Isbodidus. It's not the avoda then. It's to look at the world with the Histaklut Pnimit that he's talking about, Mitzad HaMetziut HaAmitit. I want you to remember that.